Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Artist Retreat Yaddo in Saratoga Springs, New York, is known around the world. They nurture talent, offer superb working space and time for artists, an engaged audience for their work, and a vibrant hub where diverse ideas and voices converge to inspire innovation. I love giving out these numbers because they're just so fascinating to me and so impressive. Since the first group of artists arrived in 1926, more than 6,500 artists have come to Yaddo and Saratoga. Such sustained support has helped launch and sustain some of the most celebrated careers in the arts. Collectively, catch this, Yaddo artists have won 83 Pulitzer Prizes, one Nobel Prize. Is the number higher?
Number is higher. Well, 88.
Gotta update Pulitzer your website. 88 Pulitzer Prizes. Look at that. So just update me as I go here. One Nobel Prize, 13 Academy Awards, 71 Emmy Awards, 34 MacArthur Genius Fellowships, 71 National Book Awards, and over 500 Guggenheim Fellowships, as well as 16 Tony Awards. Look at that.
And I will add 47 Grammys as well.
47 Grammys. So you see, if you want to succeed in the arts, this ain't a bad place to stop off. To find out about the slate of events coming up this summer season, we welcome Director of Development, Kat Tripeny. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tripeny.
Tripeny.
Tripeny. Yes. I said it wrong. Tripeny. And Director of Special Events, Angela Navarz-Schlensker. Thank you very much for being here as well.
Very happy to be here.
It's really nice to have you both here. Thank you very much for doing this with us. Let me just ask the obvious question that I think people may wonder about. It's something that I know I have in the past wondered about until you all have disabused me of the fact that this is the case. But, you know, there was always been the Yaddo was sort of shrouded in a certain amount of secrecy, and there's a wall and a gate, and what goes on behind that gate is not really known, and that is to give the artists that privacy and the space and the time that they need to do the beautiful work that they're doing. And yet today we're talking about this whole slate of events that are coming up this summer, which seems to smack that upside the head, that there are public events for Yaddo, even though Yaddo is not open to the public.
It's an interesting juxtaposition, right?
Yes.
So what we like to do in the summertime, particularly because the gardens are so beautiful and are open to the public starting on June 9th, is invite people to come and experience basically what the artists are able to experience throughout the year, the magic and the mojo behind that gated wall. And so we have a fantastic season that really, we were talking in the car on the way here, something for everyone. We start with a golf tournament on June 3rd at Saratoga National. We follow that up with low-cost or no-cost special events throughout the season in our gardens, which Angie will talk about in more detail, and then cap that off with our amazing summer benefit that brings in about 450 people that gives access to the lower part of the mansion and the grounds. And then to cap everything off at the end, in September, we have our open house this year.
The open house is something you don't have every year.
Correct.
But you have it on occasion and is a wonderful event. I've been to that several times, and it's really an extraordinary opportunity to see where this magic happens. So what is it like to put that schedule together and figure out how all this is going to work?
The schedule has evolved over time, and Wine and Roses is one of our new events series that came about last year. And it came with the call to really engage the community and bring the gardens to life. And I think when people come to visit, they come, they walk around, they enjoy the roses, they stop in the shade garden. And they don't linger very long. And so we thought, what if we can activate the gardens? And we've done that by bringing in a quintet that plays from 5 to 8 p.m. And we have three scheduled dates that will be coming up in July and August. And people bring their families. It's a very family-friendly event. Picnics are incredible. If you have a picnic game, bring it to Wine and Roses at Yaddo.
Yep.
Parents can sit and enjoy the music, enjoy an evening with their friends, and the children are free to frolic among the gardens, and they're contained.
They're contained. That runs July 17th and 31st, as well as August 14th. And again, a very rare opportunity to be, while the gardens are open, an opportunity to actually frolic.
It's very Bridgerton.
Yes, very, very fun. And that takes place on three dates. And do you have to sign up? How does that work?
You do. We ask that people register ahead of time. But if you don't and you just on a whim decide to come, we'll happy to invite you in as you on the day of.
You also have yoga going on in the gardens?
Yep. Every Sunday at 9:30. And we have different yoga instructors from the local community that come in. They do 1 month turns. And the first one begins mid-June with this wonderful woman who has a gong and leads you through this wonderful kind of yoga meditation.
And for practicing yogis of all levels.
Yeah, that's important.
All right. You don't have to be a master.
You do not have to be a master.
Okay.
No.
yes. Just maybe you're into gongs. I don't know. Who knows? Also, and that goes through October, which seems like it may be a little chilly to be out there in the garden in October doing yoga, but I'm sure it works out.
You work up a sweat. And you center yourself. It's an hour. You put some long sleeves on. You take them off as you need to.
Meanwhile, we're just a stone skip away from Memorial Day. We're freezing to death today.
So cold.
Yeah, so whatever. Here we are. And that's a wonderful thing. How long when did Art of Wellness become a part of what you wanted to do at Yaddo?
It came about right at the end of COVID, at the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. Was the fall of 2021, I think, was when we first started discussing it. And when the gardens first started to reopen, we had a few one-off events of just letting people know the gardens are reopen, come visit us. Here's something that you can do. And it became, we love coming. Can we come back? And so to answer that, we've said, yes, come back every Sunday.
Yeah, that's wonderful. The Nature of Art is a series of talks which kicks off June 19th. Give us a sense of these talks and what will be going on.
Yeah, the Nature of Art is actually amazing. It's a opportunity where we're able to invite local creatives to come in and speak about past work or work that they're currently working on. The first person is June 19th. It's going to be Ian Barry, the curator from the Tang Museum director of the.
We know Ian Barry.
Yes, we all adore him. And he's going to be speaking about an exhibition that is currently up, and it's a multi-artist exhibition, and several Yaddo artists are involved. And we thought this is so perfect for him to be speaking about it while in the gardens of Yaddo. And it's wonderful. It's really, we get quite a nice audience comes, and the conversation is always very engaged and very lively.
And that, as you mentioned, is on June 19th. And then there will be other talks July 10th, August 7th, and September 18th.
Yes. The dates may be a little bit in flux, but I think it'll be July 10th, actually. Just we confirmed that. And that's going to be a very fun. That's going to be Lost in Translation with Peter Cameron, just to give a little teaser of his talk, he is an author whose work has been translated in Italian, and he's like rock star famous in Italy. And it's just about kind of the absurdity of why is he such a rock star in Italy?
Yes.
And he doesn't understand Italian at all.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. That's fascinating. And that's July 10th. Mm-hmm. And you can just check out the website, which is yaddo.org, for the future dates as well, and see what else is coming up in that particular series.
And those events are all free.
Free and mm-hmm. Wonderful, open to the public, so yeah. Take advantage of them. I do not want you to leave without talking about the Yaddo Summer Benefit, which seems incredibly wonderful this year.
Oh, Summer Benefit is just has exploded over the past couple of years. It's really our Saratoga signature event for Yaddo. It draws a large crowd, a diverse crowd, a very fun crowd.
Yeah,
as well.
It is a fun crowd.
It's a fun crowd. And
it's like a giant house party.
Yeah. And what Yaddo does really well is integrate our mission into the event as a whole, but also find some really great talent to bring to the table as well. And Angie, you make this announcement, please.
Well, we're very lucky that
yes,
exactly. We are so thrilled that this year's featured guest is the legendary Natalie Merchant,
who's fantastic.
Yeah, her voice, her artistic vision is one that aligns very deeply with Yaddo.
Dear friend of the station and a wonderful supporter, and that's wonderful that she's working with you all. So how will that evening unfold?
We don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
We are working on it. We have something unexpected.
Oh, good.
In the works.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
all
people
right.
will be very pleased. Maybe some surprises beyond Natalie.
Oh, that's exciting. That's yes. very, very exciting. I think you've done an excellent job of piquing our curiosity there.
Well, and you have been at past Summer Benefits.
That's right.
And last year was Suzanne Vega,
which is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She was incredible. To hear her sing a cappella, and she did have an accompaniment, but also some of her songs were a cappella last year.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And there's things, and sometimes some years it's not anyone that I was aware of, but my goodness, they have an amazing artistic repertoire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're so lucky. I mean, and that I love that too. When years we can feature someone who is not as well known, but an artist a few years ago, Joseph Keckler, who was our Summer Benefit guest of honor, he just had this incredible show in the Sculpture Gallery at the Met.
Yeah.
And did this incredible performance work.
And sometimes they're actually at Yaddo working, and then will.
Well, you never know who you're going to run into at Yaddo.
That's right.
So that's part of the beauty of this event, too.
Or at yoga. It's open to everyone at Yaddo.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes. What amazing artist you're going to do yoga with. Well, it's a wonderful season, and it just I want to give you the website again. It's yaddo.org, Y-A-D-O-O, yaddo.org. It's in Saratoga Springs, and it is one of the most beautiful places on earth. They do a gorgeous job. Kudos to you and to both of you and to Elena and the whole crew there of just the amazing work that is done day in, day out. And we can't wait to hear more of what's coming up. Also, don't forget the September 27th open house and find out about that as well. Kat and Angela, I appreciate you being here. Have a beautiful season, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.